Good evening, Jiffy Lube, no appointments necessary. This is, can I help you?
Hello,
this is Carl from the corporate office with Jiffy Lube.
Yes, hi.
Hi, were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like we haven't been receiving any of the check-ins today.
None that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay, and so the computers are...
What do you mean by the check-ins?
Well, you know, the any of the oil changes, or we just we usually receive them here at the home office, and we haven't received anything.
I've done 49 cars today.
Oh, okay. Well, that must be some...
And I've had no issues on my end whatsoever.
Oh. Are you able to pull up the information by the license plate? Because that's... I have, like, a test license plate I could give you to see if it'll pull up.
Sure. Let me get onto my base screen. Go ahead.
462CRL.
Comes up for a Brad Carter.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one it should be. Is the phone number the 609 phone number?
No, the phone number comes up as 541. Wait.
Oh.
On the customer information, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, they told me it would be a different one here, but...
Address is P.O. Box 465.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
And they want me to get maybe the information from the last few check-ins. They just want to make sure that they pull up.
Okay, that's aborted. Okay, so what do you want me to do next?
Oh, are you able to pull up, like, maybe the last few customers? They wanted me to get the information from the last few so they can put them into their system and see if they pull up.
Okay, I'll give you, let's go with the last one.
Okay.
865-08.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
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 I'll make you think, stupid.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Get off the phone.
Cactus.
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 Cactus this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 I think this call is a hoax.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 Get off this fucking phone. Leave me alone.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you. I'm RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is the show where all of my listeners are constantly manipulating me by forcing me to work on show material every single day of the week, and by sending me numbers that I have to call, and sending me ideas, and leaving ideas in the chat room, and leaving voicemails that I have to play, and creating music for me, and other weird, bizarre performance art type things that you guys like to do. Basically, I'm not even a prank caller anymore, really. I'm just kind of playing a producer role these days, putting together massive shows that consist of listener phone numbers that I call, and then I have to repeat whatever the chat room says to me. See, you're all manipulating me. Or, dare I say, social engineering me. But it's all worth it, because a small percentage of you, let's call you the 1%, and everyone else are hobos, but a small percentage of you are supporting me financially, and that's amazing. I can't believe you guys are doing this. I know I say this all the time, but what the hell is the matter with you? Don't you have better things to spend your money on? I mean, it's gotten to the point where you guys are paying my rent, and I'm working less, and I'm doing more show stuff. It's almost as if you want me to do this full-time or something. And if you're not a supporter of the show, and you'd like to be, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/phonelosers, and you can donate a dollar or two or three if you don't want anything at all. But if you want to actually get something for your money, $5 a month gets you extra shows. I've been calling them the Hobosodes lately, and there are now 4 of them. I'm going to do another one this week. My goal is to do one per week, so at the end of the year, there's going to be 52 shows that you don't get if you don't pay for the show. It's the perfect way for me to manipulate you guys, give you a taste of your own medicine. And if you don't like Patreon, I also have a thing set up at phonelosers.org/cactus. Personally, I prefer that one better because you get instant access to the extra shows. I don't have to do anything. Like, if you use Patreon, you have to wait for me to respond to your email and upgrade your account. It's a big pain in the ass for you to have to wait because I'm slow. Anyway, $5 a month, extra shows, sometimes videos for the shows, for the live shows. And most importantly, this makes me do more shows and more things and put a little bit more effort into it. Like, I have really been jonesing for a vacation for the past 2 years or so. It'd be so nice just to take a month or two off and do no pranks at all. But I can't. You guys are manipulating me. You're paying me and forcing me to do shows. I know that sounds like a complaint, but it's pretty awesome, and I appreciate it. I don't know where the hell I'm going with this intro, but today's show is sponsored by Chris and Sarah. Chris and Sarah have been supporting the Snowplow Show for quite a while now, so thank you, Chris and Sarah, for sponsoring today's show. They happen to be my favorite sponsors ever. I mean, personally, I like Sarah a little bit more than Chris, but Chris is alright too, I guess. Before we get started, I should remind you guys that we're doing a pumpkin carving contest this year, where if you create an amazing PLA-themed pumpkin, then you just might win some sort of a prize, probably a shitty prize like a sticker or a PLA lanyard or something. Something you probably don't want, but, you know, it's not about the prize, right? It's about being better than the rest of the listeners. So when you're doing your pumpkin this year, if you do something PLA-themed, be sure to send it to rbcp@phonelosers.org. A few shows ago, I did the lube job thing. In fact, that's the only original thing I've done since Ding Timber ended. And whenever I do shows like that, people are always asking, how do you get the customer numbers? And I think on that show, I said that I just called and said I was a prank call show, and they gave me the customer numbers. It was no problem at all. You just gotta ask nicely, right? But that was actually kind of a lie. In fact, I can prove it to you. Here, let's call a Petco.
Thank you for calling Petco. My name is Caitlin. How may I help you?
Hey, Caitlin. This is Brad Carter from the Snowplow Show.
Okay.
You know, the internet podcast radio show thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that one. So I'm just calling to get some customer numbers out of your computer. Can you pull up the most recent customers from there?
Give me just one moment.
Oh, just like the most... Are you by the computer?
No.
Okay. Are you in the grooming department?
Yes, I am. Give me just one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Heather. I'm the manager on duty. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Heather. This is Brad with the Snowplow Show podcast. I'm just calling to get some customer names and phone numbers from your computer.
Okay. Unfortunately, our customers trust us with their privacy, and we can't give that information out.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm with a prank call phone podcast.
Yeah, I can't give that information out. Our customers trust us with their privacy.
Right, but I'm not going to do anything bad. I'm not going to do anything bad with the information. I'm just going to make prank calls to them. I'm going to impersonate employees at your store. It's okay.
I understand that. But our corporate policy says that we can't give that information out.
Okay. Well, I get it from you guys all the time. I mean, not from your store, but just from random stores around the country.
Okay.
It's okay. I do it all the time.
With corporate, and I understand that. And what I'm telling you is our corporate policy forbids us from giving customer information to anybody for any reason.
Okay. All right. I'll come clean with you. I'm actually calling from the corporate office with Petco. And I give you permission to give me information from the computer.
Do you have a supervisor that I can talk to?
Yeah, let me put him on. Click, click, beep, beep. Hello, this is the supervisor. Can I help you?
Do you have your employee number?
Bob, yes, it's 349.
All right. I'm going to let you know that our employee numbers consist of more than three numbers.
No, just for the ones in the stores. No. Here at the corporate office, they're much different. Things are much different here. You just don't understand. We're on a whole different level than you.
If you would like more information, then you can call our corporate office.
Oh, no, I'm calling from the corporate office. Ma'am, I just need you to quickly look in the computer. See, I told you so. It doesn't work. I don't know why.
Thanks for calling. This is Tim. Can I help you?
Hey, Tim. This is Brad Carter. I do the Snowplow Show podcast. And I'm just...
You do the what?
I'm calling from the Snowplow Show podcast. I call every once in a while and just get some customer phone numbers out of the computer. So I just need the most recent ones from the computer.
And who are you with again?
I'm with the Snowplow Show, the podcast.
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. We cleared it with the corporate and everything. We do this all the time.
Yeah, I can't release that information.
Which information?
You said if you need phone numbers, I can't release phone
numbers for you. Just get in the computer and get a bunch of, like, the most recent ones, the one that just came in.
Yeah, I can't do that without authorization from my company.
Oh, no, they gave us authorization. We do this all the time. I can
have anybody call me and tell me they have authorization, but I can't.
Oh, we wouldn't lie.
Give you out customers.
We wouldn't lie. We're Christians.
I'm sure you are.
Oh, I'm sure I am, too. What, do you think I'm not? Smart ass?
You have a great day.
Oh, no, wait. I still haven't got those numbers from you. You forgot to give me the numbers. What the hell? Let's try that with one more lube job place, but a different company
this
time.
Thank you for calling the Walmart Tire and Lube Express.
A company we won't mention by name, that we've never done before, ever. So this is a first on the Snowplow Show.
Automotive.
Oh, hey there. This is Brad from the Snowplow Show. I'm just calling to get out. Are you by the computer right now? I just need to get the name from the most recent oil change.
I can't give that information out over the phone.
Well, no, it's okay, because I'm calling from the Snowplow Show.
From what?
The Snowplow Show. It's a podcast.
Okay, that doesn't do anything for me. I still can't give you personal information over the phone.
Well, no, we do this all the time. I just call and I get customer phone numbers from you. And then,
can't do it. Sorry.
No, listen, and then I'm going to impersonate employees. And she hung up. All right. So, yeah, that doesn't work too well. I thought maybe it would, you know, I'll just give it a try and see if it does work, but apparently that doesn't work, just, you know, being honest with people. So I'm going to call another one of those lube job places and try some better trickery to try and get a phone number or two from them.
Thank you for calling Automotive. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office. And were you having problems with your computer? We're showing that none of the oil changes are coming through, none of the service orders.
No.
No, they're not coming through?
No, they've been printing up inside and out there.
That's good. It must be a network issue. Do you know what time the most recent one was there in the computer?
No, I don't.
Oh, you can't look it up?
Most recent oil change?
Yep. Or you know, battery or tires or whatever. Just anything.
Hold on.
Okay.
The last oil change that just got printed out was at 223.
Oh, 223?
Mm-hmm.
And which name was that?
Hannah
who?
H-U-N.
Oh, Hannah who? And do you have her phone number? They pull up by the phone number in the IT department.
255-34.
And what kind of car was that?
Toyota Corolla.
Toyota Corolla?
Mm-hmm.
And was that for an oil change or a battery?
Oil change.
Oil change. And is there any other information there that is on the screen? You know, just
that's actually the ticket that got printed. That ticket's done.
Oh, that's all it has. Does it have her license?
Have
her license plate number, maybe.
License plate 1AAF.
AF. Okay, great. Actually, mwahahahaha, I'm a customer. I was in there yesterday. I don't even work for Walmart. I just wanted to see if you'd give me information, because you guys promised me my information was secure. You said you'd never give it out to anyone, and I just called up and tricked you guys out of information. I mean, this could have been my information that you just gave out. I feel so betrayed. I feel as betrayed as you do right now.
Okay.
So, you know, you're kind of a jerk for giving out customer information. You shouldn't do that over the phone. I could have been a crazy scam artist or something.
Okay.
So, you know, if anyone calls and asks for my information, please don't give it out. My name is Paul Redman.
Okay.
Okay, just mine especially, because I don't want my phone number's unlisted. I don't want anyone to give it out.
Sir, I have a customer waiting at the counter.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll let you go. What's your name again?
Michael.
Okay, bye, Michael. I won't tell anyone. I'm not going to tattle. I just didn't want my information to get out. And Michael's gone now. And it's not that I want to do another lube job show here, but we just got a phone number. We got Hannah's phone number and everything, so we have to give her a call. At least try and get through to her and pretend to be Michael. I wanted to tell Michael I was going to prank call under his name, but he hung up on me.
Hello?
Hello, Hannah?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, it's Michael from the oil lube job express mart.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling about your Toyota Corolla.
Right.
The one that got the oil change.
Uh-huh.
The one whose license plate number is AF?
Yes.
And the phone number is 25-34?
Uh-huh.
For Hannah who?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's you. How was your service? How did it go?
It was good.
Oh, that's good. Steve, the guy that changed your oil, he wasn't flirting, was he? Because we've had a problem with
no.
him lately.
No, okay, nothing like that.
That's good. He usually flirts with the older woman. He's a weirdo, you know, he always goes for the old women. I guess he feels like he's got more of a chance with them or something.
No, there wasn't any problems.
Oh, that's good. So we accidentally left something in your Toyota. By accident.
Okay.
Yep. Did you find anything in there inside? Are you in there right now?
I haven't noticed anything. What was it?
Are you driving or no. are you in the?
Yeah, I am driving.
Oh, is it a busy road? Can you just take your hands off the wheel and lean down into the floorboard and dig around under the seat for a little bit? But you don't have to stop. Just
keep
going.
I can hear in just a second. I'm currently on the interstate.
Well, yeah, so it's fine. Those cars practically drive themselves. Just let go of the wheel and look under the seat. Okay, no, don't do that. No, it might be in the glove box. I left my weed. I left my weed pipe in there, and a CD.
Okay, let me look real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, don't wreck.
Wait. What did you really leave? Not that, right?
No, I really did. While Steve was changing your oil, I climbed into your truck. I didn't want my manager to see. I climbed into your truck, and I smoked so much weed in your truck. I hope it didn't smell. I rolled down the window just a crack. Oh, that's weird. Hannah hung up on me. Let's try her back real quick. Hopefully she didn't hang up because she got into an accident on the interstate.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic
Huh, now it's ringing four times and then going to voicemail. Probably her phone flew out the window when she got into a major accident because she was talking on the phone. Her Toyota Corolla probably rolled over a few times. So sorry about that, Hannah, or rest in peace, Hannah, whichever the outcome was. I feel terrible about the whole thing. But you can blame Michael at the oil change place. It's all his fault. He gave out your information. But that's pretty much how it's done. I just call up a business and I'm like, hey, I'm with the corporate office and your computer's broken. What's wrong with your computer? We better check some things in the computer. And then I'll be like, well, what time was the last sale or service order or whatever? And they'll tell me and I'll ask for the phone number and the name and, you know, just like I did in that call right there. And pretty much I do the exact same thing at any place. I just tell them, oh, it's a computer problem. It's the weirdest thing. Let's call up a discount shoe store and see if I can get any information out of them. We've done shoe stores before on this show.
Thanks for calling Payless. How can I help you?
Oh, hey there. This is Brad from the Snowplow Show. I'm just calling to get phone numbers from your logbook.
Okay.
Just on the most recent ones. Like, did you have any special orders for shoes where they ordered shoes and they're going to come and pick them up?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what we needed. It seems, it just, like, the phone number of the most recent one, and maybe the date.
The phone number of the recent order?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, it's 70.
Okay, and the name?
Christina.
Christina. And, what did she get? Like, what kind of shoes did she get? Just one pair?
I don't know. We didn't open them yet.
Oh, I see. So, but she just had, like, one pair come in?
Yeah, we don't open them until they come in.
And has she picked it up yet?
No, not yet. They just came in today.
Oh, okay. Let me write that in. Yeah, just came in today. Okay, and then the one before that, I just need maybe three total.
One before that?
Yeah, before Christina.
Oh, the number?
Yeah, the phone number.
91.
All right, and the name?
Alexis.
Alexis. Okay, and do you know what?
Slash
she,
war.
What?
It's like. I don't know.
Oh.
It's like, I don't know if that's sort of how you.
Oh,
pronounce
one of those
it.
Hyphenated names. That's basically one of the devil people. Hyphenate their names like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she just got a pair of shoes then.
Yeah.
Just like one box.
Yep.
Okay. Whoop whoop. And then the next one? Excuse me. Yeah, go ahead.
These ones are all old.
Oh, that's fine. It's okay.
Okay.
How old?
From, like, September.
Oh,
that's... September's and one's from June.
That's not that old. I'll just take the one from September, and then we can be all finished.
Okay. 4
Yep.
0900.
0900?
Yeah.
Can you say it as O instead of zero?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Like, okay, start over. Last four?
0900.
Okay. That was good. And the name? That was hot.
Kelly.
Okay, and can you mark each of these, just write Snowplow Show on each one? Because I just so if I call back in, they know that I got these already.
Okay, then.
And, yeah, I'm just with it's a prank call podcast. I'm just going to prank call these customers while pretending to be with Payless.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I called for, just so I can have some numbers to prank call.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that?
Oh, because prank calls are hilarious, and they brighten up people's days, make everyone laugh, except for the person I'm calling, usually.
Okay.
It's good times. So if anyone comes in and they're angry about my weird call, I'm sorry, but...
Okay.
I have to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a crazy man.
Okay.
Is it busy there today?
No, not really.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. You can just... hang out and play on your phone and watch people.
Yeah, can't go on our phones, though.
Ah, fucking shit. Fucking corporate policy bastards.
Right.
Okay, well, I gotta hurry up and go prank call these people before you warn them.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, have a nice day.
Yep, you too.
Bye. Whoa, okay. Got three numbers while acting completely insane at her. And I'm sort of surprised that worked, but then again, not really... I think you can probably say just about anything you want to people, and as long as you sound like you know what you're talking about, maybe they'll just give you what you ask for. Like on the next one, I should say, yes, I am the leader of ISIS, and I need some phone numbers so I can commit some terrorist acts on their phone line. I wonder if they would give me numbers if I did that. I should find out soon. So we're going to call the first person on the list. Her name is Christina.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice
message. And Christina
system.
Is not picking up her phone.
Seven,
I've called her about three times now. She's just not picking up.
Eight, one.
Guess I'll leave her a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Christina. This is Roy from the shoe store. You know, you ordered some shoes from us, and you haven't picked them up yet. And I don't know, I'm looking in this box, and these shoes are fucking ugly. I'm not really into fashion or anything, so maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. It's just my opinion. I'm just saying, these shoes are fucking ugly. I can't believe how fucking ugly they are. But anyway, they're available here if you'd like to come on in and pick them up. They're here. We're open until 9 tonight. Have a nice day. Bye! Christina. There we go. That should be the weirdest thing that Christina hears today. Next on the list is Alexis. She has one box of shoes. Probably these are all just fake numbers. That lady, that girl at the shoe store, she totally tricked me. She gave me fake phone numbers.
Please leave your message for...
All right, Alexa is not answering. Why bother even leaving a message? I don't know if she has her shoes or not. She probably already picked them up. So the last person on the list is Kelly. She got hers back in September.
Hello?
Hello, Kelly?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from Payless Shoes. You ordered some shoes here from us.
Okay.
How's it going with your shoes?
Oh, fine.
Oh, that's good. Are they comfortable? Are they working out okay and everything?
Yeah. Oh, the black ones I picked up? Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
yep.
They're fine.
Okay, that's good to hear. I just needed to let you know there was sort of a, not a recall exactly, but there's a glitch in the shoes.
Oh, okay.
And are you wearing them currently?
I've only worn them like once.
Oh, you're not wearing them now?
I think I've only worn them. Yeah. Uh-uh.
Okay, we're going to be issuing a software update that fixes the glitch in the shoes. And it should update at some point today.
a glitch in the shoes.
Yeah, a glitch. Yeah, a glitch in the software of the shoes. It's just a software update. We're sending it automatically to your shoes. And I just wanted to let you know we're required by law to let everyone know about this when it's a kind of a recall situation. But after we issue the update, like, just don't wear them until tomorrow is basically what I'm saying.
Is this like a joke or what?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm calling from Payless. This is Roy. You ordered these back in September, right?
Yeah, but how are you going to send an electronic update to shoes?
Well, they've got a computer and a receiver inside of them. You didn't know this? I mean, there's a display on the toe of them, right?
What shoes are you talking about?
They're black ones.
No, I had no idea there was anything in them.
Okay, well, it's nothing dangerous. It's nothing to worry about. They're not going to explode or anything like that. It's not like a Galaxy Note 7 or something. It's just
okay. So what's the pair of shoes called?
I don't even know offhand. I had the computer.
Okay.
But anyway, we're gonna send that software update. They're gonna be self-walking shoes after we do the update. They're gonna have a self-walking feature, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
It's gonna be fucking amazing. It's gonna be like you're living in the goddamn future. I guess Kelly's not interested in living in the goddamn future. For that particular shoe store, they have what's called a logbook on the counter at every one of their stores. I don't even know if they put the stuff into the computer, but I still say, you know, something's wrong with the computer. Check your logbook and read me the latest things, the latest orders. And they're always like, okay. I think I've rarely been turned down by a shoe store, a common shoe store chain found in malls across America. But holy crap, I didn't know they would just give me numbers if I told them I was with the Prank Call podcast. I should have given that girl the URL so she could listen tonight. You know, kdkprankcalls.com, the best prank call site on the internet. So let's try a different place to get phone numbers from, even if it's the exact same trick for every single place. How about a photo place? I haven't done any of those in a while. Do people still use photo places? Actually get prints of their photos?
Thank you for calling CBS Pharmacy.
Thanks for calling CBS. How may I help you?
Hello, is this the photo department?
Yes.
This is Roy from the corporate office with CVS. Were you having problems with the photo department computer or the kiosks or anything like that?
I don't think so. Donna, have we had any problems with the photo kiosks or anything? I don't think so. No, we haven't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the IT department, they're saying they haven't received any of the orders from today. Have you had any orders on the... Because they say they came through on the machines, but they couldn't see it in the billing system.
I don't think we've had any orders today online.
Were they yesterday? Oh, no, it couldn't be the ones that they come into the store, too, like anything.
Anything. No, we don't have any problems so far.
Oh, well, do you know what time the most recent one was?
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Yesterday at 5:46.
Oh, yesterday at 5:46?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we have an entry for 546. Do you have the name on that one?
Karen Green.
Okay.
And that one has been picked up.
Oh, it's been picked up? And is there a phone number on that one?
Yeah, 8-119.
19?
Yeah.
And was that just for like a single print or like a whole package of them?
Let's see. Looks like it was like four prints.
Four prints.
One small and three large.
Four prints, one small and three large. Okay. Do you know what was on the prints? Like, were there kids?
I don't... Hey, did you do Karen, Donna?
We did
do. Do you know what was on those prints?
Ask her if the babies were ugly.
Were there some ugly babies on there?
Ask her if there was any bestiality.
I don't think so.
No, it's okay. It'll be funny. She'll think it's funny. Women love when you say sexual things to them in the workplace.
Yeah. Not me.
Well, you're not a woman, so you wouldn't know. But I know.
I don't... She doesn't know what they were on there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll call her up and ask.
Okay.
But the thing is, I'm not really with the corporate office. I was just calling to get the information from some random account, that's all.
we can't give that out today.
Oh, no, I already got it. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's fine. Just don't worry about it, okay? Oh, man, he just threw the phone at some other random person behind the counter. Probably the same person that he asked if there's any ugly babies. Let's make a quick call to this Karen person.
This is Karen. Thanks for calling. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Ah, bye. Karen won't pick up. We'll leave her a message, I guess. Hello, Karen. This is Roy from the CVS photo department. I'm calling about your photos. So you got those four prints. You got the one small one and the three large one. And there's a problem because one of those large ones, it jammed up the printer. You know, our big machine. And that's not just a fucking inkjet, Karen. This machine costs like $80,000. And your stupid picture, it gummed up the works. You know, it jammed up the cartridge. And now we have to call in a person to come in and fix it. And it's all your fault. And, you know, I'm not going to say you have to pay for it or anything, but, you know, you should. If you're a good person, you should at least help us pay the maintenance guy to come in and fix this thing. I mean, geez, it's your fault because your dumb picture jammed it up. So, okay, if you think you can help out with that, just give us a call back here at the store. Thanks, Karen. Bye. Have a nice day. Have a spooktacular Halloween. I don't know why I love playing with the Echo Machine so much lately. It's just fun for some reason. I called Karen probably, I don't know, at least 10 times. And every time I called her, it would be less and less rings. Like, she kept hitting the fuck you button. And eventually, I'm pretty sure she just shut her phone off because there were no rings anymore. I would just call it and straight to voicemail. So I'm going to guess that Karen was probably driving. She was on the interstate going like 80 miles an hour. And unlike that lady from earlier in the show that I probably killed, Karen is a good, responsible driver, and she didn't pick up her phone while she was driving, just like everyone should be. So, good job, Karen. I guess you get to live today for now. Let's see, what other places do we do? I'm trying to think of something I do that's not really a computer issue, but I guess that's pretty much all I do. I'm pretty much a one-trick pony, I'm suddenly realizing. I just call up businesses, and I'm like, your computer's broken. Give me all the customer info. And they're like, okay. But I have an idea. Let's try calling a wireless company and get information on a random account there. That'll be fun, right? That's a slightly different wireless premise.
Para Españolo Primera Estrella.
Thank you for calling Verizon. This is Ashton. May I have your first and last name, please?
Hey, Ashton. This is Roy from Financial Services. I'm transferring over a customer to you.
Hey, Roy. What's going on?
Hey, he just wanted to make some changes to his calling plan. I have the phone number here if you'd like that.
Yeah, what's that number?
It'd be the 71.
All right, let me just get that pulled up here. All right, and what's the customer's name?
It's for Stacy Parker.
All right, this account that came up didn't have that name on it.
Oh, she said it'd be under her name. Which name do you have on this one?
I have Jason Greer.
Oh, Jason, like Jason?
You got it.
But I'm sorry, what last name?
Greer.
Griii?
Greer.
Oh, Greer. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's weird. Yeah, she said it'd be Stacy. I can check with her here. I'll make sure she gave me the right number.
Okay, check with me.
Are there any other phone numbers on this account besides that number I gave you, or is that the only one?
There is. There's one ending in 8111, and there's one ending in 8875.
Oh, what are the middle digits? Are they the same area code?
6-9.
Oh, perfect. And is there any other personal private account information you could give me just for fun?
No, I mean, pretty much just Jason Greer is the account owner. It's got three numbers on it. That's really all it's showing me right now. I'm just at, like, the validation screen.
Oh, I see. What color is the text on your screen that has the name? Is it green or is it orange or, like, white?
It's black.
Oh, black on white or black on gray?
Yeah, black on white.
Oh, black on white. Okay, then that makes sense. All right. Okay, no, I have a confession. It's actually my account. I'm Jason Greer. I was just calling in to find out some information on it. I just wanted to see if it was secure or not. Like, if you just give out the information to a random person on the phone.
Okay.
And oh my God, you failed. You just handed out my info to some crazy person.
Well, you said you were in financial services. I mean, I can share it with someone else that's working.
I know, it's a trick though. I tricked you. I've never worked for Verizon. I'm just some guy. I work for Royco Lawn Care.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd like to add some extra data to my data plan.
Okay. All right. And, Jason, what is the account PIN number on your account?
Oh, what PIN number do you have?
It doesn't show me.
Oh, you can just bypass it. It's okay. Just hit the bypass button. Click on the bypass.
Well, I can't bypass it.
Just click on the bypass icon. Is it Windows?
There's no bypass icon.
Is it Windows 95 or 98?
Neither.
Ah, shit, fuck.
It's just either the account PIN number you set up when you created the account or either the last four of your social.
Huh. Well, if you just bypass it, it's okay. I give you permission to bypass it. Bypass the PIN, and we're going to make so many changes on this account, it's going to be crazy.
Okay, well, I can't bypass it.
No, it's all right. I give you permission. I'm from the corporate office with Verizon.
No, I can't bypass it.
Well, I give you permission. As the owner of the corporate office for Verizon Wireless, you hereby have permission to bypass
the
PIN
can't do it.
On Jason's account. I mean, my account.
I still can't bypass it.
Fine, then. Okay, bye. So that one was slightly different than the others. You know, I'm not pretending to have computer problems. I'm just handing them a phone number, and they're offering me information. I barely even have to ask for it. And that works for pretty much all of the cellular carriers. I mean, the ones that have people working at them anyway. I know a lot of these prepaid carriers, do they even have call centers? I think they just do it all with the prepaid cards and the internets and all that stuff. So prepaid's a little more secure, in my opinion, because it's harder to reach actual people to talk to trick out of the information. But that's how you get account information from someone's, utility account or whatever. You can call up someone's electric company and can be like, hey, this is someone from the collections department. That's always a safe name to use. Just say collections. That's the same as saying accounts receivables or financial services. That's what Verizon Wireless calls it. And that technique, it works on pretty much any wireless carrier, any utility account, Comcast, Charter Cable, Cox. They'll just hand it right over to you, except for that lady. That lady I just talked to, she's never going to do it again. She's learned her lesson. Next time a legit co-worker tries to transfer her a call, she's going to be like, yeah, right, you fucking liar. I'm not falling for that again. So what else could we try? I want to try one more thing, at least, before we end the show. I know one that I haven't really done in a really long time now is the pizzas. The pizzas, they were kind of like the originals that we started doing back in, I don't know when that was, 2010 maybe? That we figured it out, or 2012, or actually, here's how it goes. I think I was, you go into the stores, like a Target or a Kmart or whatever, and you don't really see this anymore, but maybe 10 years ago, you did see this. You would go into the electronics department where people get their film developed, or that, they order prints of their pictures and they pick up the pictures, physical photos. But you could walk right up to this big thing of everyone else's photos, and you could open them up, you could look through other people's photos, and most importantly, you could see the names and the phone numbers on the photos. Like, the whole thing was written on them, and you could just walk in there and snap pictures with your cell phone. Except 10 years ago, we didn't all have cell phones to snap pictures with. That's probably why I never did it. But at some point, back when the phone show still existed, we decided that, if they don't have that stuff anymore, if they don't have the photos sitting out, they're all behind the counter now, we should be able to just call an employee and ask them to read us the information from them. So we started that with Walgreens, and we just stuck to that for a really long time on the shows. That's all we did, is we called Walgreens and got customer numbers from them and then called the customers. And we're like, hey, bestiality is illegal. That's disgusting. What do you think you're doing in these photos? And soon after that, we realized that we could do the same thing with pizza delivery places. Because pizza places, they always ask for your phone number, right? So let's try a pizza place. See how many numbers I can get from them.
Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. This is Chris. Let's be pick up or delivery.
Oh, hey, Chris. This is Roy from the corporate office with Domino's.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling because we've been showing that you're having computer issues. We're not receiving your orders today.
Okay.
Do you know if you've been having any computer issues there?
Hang on just a second. Eric's talking with a customer, and I'll ask him.
Oh, well, it's okay. I just needed someone by the computer because, do you know what time the last order was placed? For a pizza?
Can you hand me those tickets, Beth? Or Christian? See, was that last ticket? 519 was the last label that was printed out for a 14-inch thin pizza.
Oh, a thin pizza. Do you have the phone number on that one? Because they pull up by the phone number in the IT department.
26- 16.
Oh, which name was that one?
I'm sorry?
And which name do you have on that one?
Alexander.
Oh, okay. Is that a delivery or a pickup?
Carry out. Pickup.
Oh, carry out. I'm sorry. And then they just needed me to get a couple more of these. They just want to put them in the computer on their end and see if they pull up there. The IT department.
Okay. I got a delivery. I had a delivery. It went out the door. But I got another delivery here.
Oh, it's okay. I can take the one that's out if you'd like.
Well, I don't have the tag.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. Passed them out the door.
All right.
I got another one for 516. It's a delivery.
Okay.
52.
Okay. And that's the, which name is that one?
That is, Derek.
Oh, Derek?
Delivery to, yeah.
Okay.
And then I got another one just came through.
Okay.
Can you hear me that tag up there? All ready.
And what's the number on the next on the newest one?
On the new one, the phone number is 50.
Okay, and the name?
Kevin.
All right, and the is that a delivery or a carry out?
That is a carry out.
All right.
Hey, pass some of that cocaine over here. I want to have some of that cocaine.
All right, and then the one before that?
That's it.
Just give me the cocaine, all right?
Sorry, my friend's over there. He won't bring me the cocaine. And, there's not another one before that?
Nope.
Oh, like there's only been three orders for the entire day? That's crazy.
Oh, no, there's been a bunch more orders.
Oh, I thought you said there was
the
none.
Whole day.
None before that.
I don't have none of those.
Okay. What's your favorite song? Currently.
Favorite song?
Currently, yes. I need it for the records to update your employee account.
Don't really have a favorite.
Oh, well, okay, just one that you really enjoy. Like, what's a group that you listen to a lot right now? Or you have in the past? Like, your favorite of
country.
Oh, country? Like, which artist is one of your favorites?
Blake.
Oh, Blake, he's the guy, it's like, you used to call me on your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. I love him, too. Yeah, we're like twins. Holy fucking shit. Do you have any sort of a password that you have to log in with when you're there?
No.
Ah, shit. I was hoping to get lots of passwords. Just lots of passwords, you know? Passwords. I like passwords. Sir, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and prank call these numbers you gave me.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. Just watch me. I will.
No, you won't.
Okay,
I got your phone number.
No. Okay, well, fine. I'll stay on the phone with you while I prank call him. Damn it, Alexander's not answering.
No one's home at the moment. Just please leave a...
Shit, Alexander's not picking up, you guys. And the pizza guy, he just hung up. As soon as I said Alexander's not answering, he hung up. So let's try, I'll try the last one on the list, because this guy might be calling and warning these people. I've got to work fast.
Hello?
Hi, is Kevin there?
Yes.
Okay.
Kevin?
I'm calling from the pizza. He ordered a pizza for carryout. You know? You know, ma'am, hello?
Hello?
Hello, Kevin?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm calling from the pizza. You came in and picked up a pizza earlier?
Not yet.
Well,
I just ordered it.
I mean, I know that you're going to. That's what I'm saying. And here's the thing. Last time you were in here, you were giving everyone dirty looks. So please don't do that this time, all right?
I picked it up in the drive-thru every time. I don't come in the store.
I know, but when you come to the drive-thru, you give everyone dirty looks.
What are you talking about?
You just give everyone snake eyes. You just look in there and just kind of look at them like you're judging them. And it freaks me out. Can you please not do that anymore? I hate it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm 60 years old, and I don't do that.
You
what are you talking
about? No, you keep looking at me, and you're like making rude hand gestures. Like you flipped.
No, you got it wrong. You're doing something else. I'm a retired Green Beret. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, just because you're a Green Beret, that doesn't mean you should be able to be intimidating and give me mean looks and stuff.
I'm not. I don't even know who you are.
This is Roy from the pizza. I'm usually the cashier here.
I always go through the drive-thru.
I know, but, you know, we see you at the drive-thru, and you always look in, and you're, like, always eyeing us, and you're looking around suspiciously, like you're casing the joint.
Okay, what kind of car am I driving?
I don't know, I'm just focused on your face. I'm like, oh my God, what it's this guy again.
What do I look like?
He's giving me that look. You have blonde, curly hair.
I'm bald.
And red lipstick.
You're not even close. I don't know who you're talking.
No, I know you're wearing you're wearing a disguise. That's what it is.
You
Green Berets are always trying to just disguise and fool people, and we know how you are. Hello? Oh, he's I guess he's gone now. All right, let me hurry up and call the second one before the pizza gets through to him. This one was a delivery, and it's probably not there yet, since it was ordered just 15 minutes ago.
Hello?
Hello, Derek?
Yeah.
It's Roy from the pizza.
Hey.
You ordered pizza from us. We're going to deliver it to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, listen. We just need to make a few things clear.
Okay.
Okay, are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, just making sure. You need to actually tip the pizza guy this time, because last time you didn't tip the pizza guy, and he got mad and he peed on your doorknob.
He didn't.
Yeah, he did, and he wanted me to call and just let you know that, you know, maybe you should tip better.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, he doesn't want to pee on your doorknob, is what he's saying. So, you know, just I'm just trying to keep the peace here between the customers and the employees. I don't want that happening again, where you've got people.
All right, I have never not tipped somebody in my life.
I'm saying you got to tip good, though. You're a terrible tipper.
Tell you what, just cancel my order. Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm not canceling it. You're getting your order. I'm not just going to cancel it. Who do you think you are, ordering me around like that? Crap. let's call him back and tell him we're with the Skippy and Dippy show or something.
Yeah.
Hey, you big jerk, you hung up on me.
Yeah, cancel my order.
No, I'm actually not calling from the pizza. That was just that was just a joke. I'm actually, I'm with the other pizza delivery place here in town, Pizza Hut. And, you know, we were trying to piss off our competition's customers, so you'd use Pizza Hut. Do you think you would be likely to use Pizza Hut instead of what's their faces, because, you know, they're nicer and they don't pee on doorknobs? I mean, we are. We would never do something like that.
I actually prefer Pizza Hut. I didn't even know you guys delivered.
Oh, yeah, we deliver.
The only one I knew that was even close to us was the one in...
Yeah, we deliver all the way out here. What are you, a fucking idiot? I mean, everybody gets pizza delivery in that town.
Yes, I am.
Well, apparently. Hmm. You big stupid.
I guess.
God. But yeah, you can tip us, or you don't even have to tip us. It doesn't matter. Because, you know, we're not going to pee on your doorknob. You don't have to worry about that with us. That's just a Domino's thing.
That's good.
Yep. But, you know, you should tip. It's nice to tip. But anyway, I can't cancel your order because I'm not actually with the place you ordered from. That's not them. I'm a different person. Hello? Hello? Derek? Derek, can you hear me? Oh, he hung up. I didn't really know where to go with that one. But let's try that first person just one more time. He's the one that wouldn't pick up.
No one's home at the moment. Just please leave a message and we'll get right back with you. Thanks.
I guess I'll just leave a message. Alexander, I'm calling from the pizza, and I just wanted to let you know that we want you to enjoy your pizza. All right, bye. Have a nice day. Bye. There we go. What else can we do? Comcast or something? I don't really feel like talking to Comcast. They'll probably put me on hold forever. But Comcast, it's basically the same thing as if you call a phone company. You're just one department transferring from another department. Like you could say you're in the technical support department. You're transferring them over to the billing department.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Kevin. How may I help you?
Hey, Kevin. This is Brad Carter with the Snowplow Show. I was just calling to get the phone number from the most recent order you had there in the computer.
I don't have any orders underneath this phone number.
No, I'm not. I didn't place an order. I'm calling from the Snowplow Show department. It's just to find out what the most recent order name was, and what time it was.
Let's see. I'm not aware of who you are.
Oh, well, I'm with the Snowplow Show. It's a wacky morning podcast, and we make prank phone calls to people. So I'm going to get some phone numbers from you, and then I'll pretend to be you when I prank call them.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, that way they'll come into the store and yell at you. It'll be really funny. Come on.
No.
It'll be funny. Come on. Don't you want to have fun tonight? What the hell? I would love for that to happen if I worked at Domino's.
Thank you for calling Domino's. This is... How can I help you?
Oh, hey, it's Roy from the Snowplow Show. I'm just calling to get the most recent numbers from the computer, like from the most recent orders. You know, that have placed orders for pizzas and stuff.
Okay, you said you from where?
From the Snowplow Show. This is a standard routine thing. I call in all the time and get these.
When was the last time you called in?
Oh, who knows? Probably I don't know, a month ago.
Okay. And what numbers are you looking for?
Just the most recent ones from, you know, delivery orders or pickup orders. Just the most recent one would work.
I can't give out numbers like that. I'm sorry.
How come?
It's not our policy, and that's pretty much privacy right there.
Oh, no, it's okay, because I'm calling from the Snowplow Show.
You call it from where?
The Snowplow Show. It's a podcast. It's a comedy podcast, and we do prank calls. And I was going to prank call your customers while impersonating you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's okay. Yeah, I just need the most...
I mean, it is. It's not, but with me, it is.
Oh, okay.
I was say, no, we're not supposed to do that.
Oh, I won't tell on you. It's okay. We do this all the time.
let's see... You want just the last one?
Yeah, just the most recent one. That'd be good enough.
All right, let's see. Non-delivery. We're going to do 8.
Okay. Uh-huh.
6616.
6616. And the name?
Yep. Johnson.
Jonathan?
Johnson.
Oh, Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, is there a first name?
It's not a first. Not a first name.
Okay, and that was a delivery?
Nope, that's carryout.
Oh, carryout. Okay. I'll accuse
you
him
want
of...
delivery?
Oh, sure. I'll take a delivery, too.
Okay, I'll give you a delivery.
Oh, you're the best.
let's see, just do... And I got a first name.
Okay.
All right, 85...
Okay.
0678.
0678, okay. And that's what name?
Christina.
And that's a delivery?
Yes, sir.
What kind of things did she get?
See, she got a large... Well, she got a medium thin crust sausage and a shredded... Parm Asiago, medium hand-tossed pepperoni, sausage and shredded Asiago as well.
Okay, all right. Well, that works. You're the best. I can't believe you're doing this for me. That's so nice of you.
And, no problem.
And I guess I'll call in about a month and get some more, and we'll prank call them and make them really angry, and they'll come in and yell at you guys. So
that's fine.
So be expecting.
We can take care of it.
Don't tell anyone when they come in and yell. Don't admit that.
Oh,
you...
Oh, don't worry. We probably won't remember.
And I won't pretend to be you. I promise. Is there any?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, is there anyone I should pretend to be? So that they get punched in the face.
You got a male. You could be Daniel.
Oh, Daniel. Okay. All right. I'll do that one then.
All right.
All right. Thanks. You're the best.
No problem. You have a good one.
You too. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, what the hell, you guys? He actually knew. He understood that I was with the prank call show, and he just gives me numbers. Holy shit. I was not expecting that at all. I was only expecting people to get annoyed with me and hang up on me, say things like, "Are you crazy? I'm not giving you my customer numbers. They'll come in and yell at me. That's stupid. Why would I do that?" So let's call the first one on the list, see if they pick up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Oh, I'm calling about the pizza. Yeah, did you come and pick up a pizza from us?
Not yet, but I'm supposed to.
Okay, well, it's just that the last time you were in here and you picked up a pizza, you stole the tip jar off of the counter.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you did. We have we have security cameras in here. We saw you. We caught.
I did not do no such thing. I ain't had a pizza down there, and I don't know how.
We caught you red-handed. But last time you were in, you stole the tip jar, so please don't steal the tip jar again, okay?
It wasn't me, thank you.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was you.
You just cancel that damn pizza then, because I'm not coming back in there.
What? You're not coming back in? Come on. We already made the pizza.
No, because you said I don't steal from nobody.
Well, you just stole the tip jar. It wasn't from a person exactly. It was just from the counter. So maybe you felt like it was a victimless crime.
No, I didn't know it.
I don't know. The camera doesn't lie.
You got the wrong Johnson. You got the wrong Johnson.
Oh, no, it was definitely you. It was on the security camera. We know what you look like.
Well, it wasn't me.
Okay, maybe it wasn't you.
You just cancel that damn pizza.
Well, no, I'm not going to. Hey, don't curse at me.
Just cancel it.
Hey, don't curse at me. We're a Christian organization here. First she's stealing from us, then she's cursing at us. I can't believe this lady. And now I feel bad because that lady wanted to get a pizza, and now she doesn't want to.
Hello.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the producer for the Skippy and Dippy Wacky Morning Radio Show.
So?
And I'm not actually with the pizza place. I went the radio station, and you've just been butt slammed. That was just,
oh, for Christ's sake.
It was just a prank call.
Well, it don't mean to be prank, because I don't like being threatened that I've stole stuff.
I know, but it was just a prank, so now you can see the humor in it. It was really funny.
No, it's not funny.
Well, it was funny to us. Cause
it's not funny because I have a lot of people that have stole shit from me and don't know where they're at.
Okay, well, that has nothing to do with this, though. We were saying that you were stealing, that you're a big thief. But we know we know you're not. It's just a joke.
Well, it can be a joke, but I put the manager on.
The manager of the radio station?
No, the pizza place.
Oh, the pizza. We don't work at the pizza place. We're not from there.
Then how the hell are you calling me then?
We set up a hidden microphone next to the phone in the pizza place so we could hear all of the orders that came through. So we're just
that's illegal as hell.
No, it's okay. We cleared it. We cleared it. It's all right.
I want to talk to the pizza manager.
Well, we have nothing to do with the pizza. We just set up hidden cameras and microphones inside the pizza place without them knowing.
But it's not funny. Give a damn what it is.
Okay.
And I don't even know where I'm going to come and get the damn pizza.
Oh, well, you should, because it's not their fault. You know, it's just us. It's just us that are jerks. Maybe you could go in and you could tell them, you could tattle on us. Like, you wouldn't believe
the
phone.
Well, let's put you all on 27 News and see what you all think about it.
No, don't put us on the news, because
what I want to just do that.
Well, that'd just be good promotion for us, because that'll just be free advertising.
It won't be good promotion for you when you start telling people that they're stealing.
Well, you know, it was just a joke, though. You know, Oh, and I totally forgot to be that Daniel person he asked me to be. So I guess I'll be Daniel on this next one. If Christina picks up, I hope that lady picks up her pizza. I don't want her to miss out on her awesome pizza dinner tonight just because she got butt slammed. I don't really know what to say to Christina. I wish I had the chat room right now so you guys could give me some ideas. But no, I had to go and do a pre-recorded show today.
Hello?
Hello, Christina?
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, didn't you just order a pizza, though? This is Daniel from...
No, I did not.
Oh, God damn it. Shit, fuck. I'm sorry. I thought you ordered a pizza from us.
No.
Ah, shit, fuck. Fuck, piss.
Okay, but...
You know? And you've never heard of... Oh, she hung up. Well, that's too bad. I guess she gave a wrong number for the pizza or something like that. But whatever. I don't care. I'm just amazed still that the pizza guy gave me phone numbers, knowing that I was with the prank call show. And he didn't even ask what show I'm with. I would have told him what show I'm with. But I think I'm pretty much done with all of this. I think I've given you all a very good lesson in social engineering. If you should ever need a social engineer on your own, basically just say anything you want and you'll get the information. Tell them you're with the prank call show. Make up nonsense words. Nobody cares. They're just going to give it to you. In the middle of every number you get, make sure you go like this. Do this. Go whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay, next number, please. because that always adds a layer of legitimacy to the whole thing. So make sure you do that. That's very important. That's the most important thing you can do while social engineering. I think it's time to quit the show. Let's listen to some voicemails first, then we'll get out of here.
Hey, how you going? I've got a fucking idea and a half. All right, so you know how you leave the notes outside their car?
Yep.
How about for Ding Temper next year, we actually, like, take a fucking crowbar to someone's windows?
Hell yeah.
And just leave the note on the seat? Like, we actually damage the car?
Yeah.
How fucking funny would that be?
That'd be great.
Right? Take it easy, Arby. G'day, it's Faggot.
I don't know if he said his name is Saggot or if he called me a faggot. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, I'm all for that. I think next year we should actually damage cars. We should throw rocks through windows, because it'll make the whole prank more believable. When you leave a note, maybe just take your car keys and scratch the words fuck you into their door, or actually siphon their gas so they can't go anywhere. What a great idea. Thanks for calling in with that one. I'll try to remember that for next year.
Roy, my name is Daniel with the travel services.
Hey, Daniel.
I didn't get your fucking credit card
number.
I
totally believe you.
You hear me, Roy?
Sound very believable.
You better pay the final payment, or else I'm going to take the trip on the Crystal Cruises.
Anything
with the first
but
hot
that.
Airfare. Give me a call. 408-483.
Ah, okay. That really is his number. I think he's trying to fool me. He's thinking it's working.
Yeah, this is Rich Richardson. I just wanted to call and let you know that was an awesome Ding Temper. R.I.P. Scooter. That shit's fucking hilarious, dude.
Aww.
Keep it up, man.
Thanks. I enjoyed Ding Temper this year, too. I thought it was pretty great. And it's all because of you guys. I didn't even do anything this year. I just called your phone numbers, and I used your ideas. I used, like, maybe 1% of my own ideas this year. It was all you guys this time. I'm just a damn robot. I just do what you guys program me to do, basically.
Hey, Roy, this is Miguel in Missouri. How you doing?
Hey, Miguel.
Yeah, you know, that was the best Ding Temper ever. Good job, man.
It's all you guys.
I mean, I just kind of started following you last year, right around this time, really, and I thought last year was ridiculous on this Ding Temper stuff, but this year was awesome. The way you carry yourself, the way you can turn on a penny.
Oh, come on.
But maintain,
it's not me, it's you guys. You guys are doing all the work now.
In the same serious level. And by the way,
I'm basically a spokesperson now for a company. You guys are just handed me a script, and I have to follow it to the T, or I'll get fired or demoted or something.
That lady, that Ding song, the Ding Timber song,
is yes,
so uber classic.
That was by Liz Darwin, and I know someday I'm really gonna regret using Liz Darwin's Ding Timber song, because YouTube's just gonna get better and better at detecting things that are copyrighted in their shows. And that one was getting through because her voice was covering up all of the copyrighted stuff. She totally fooled their system, but I'm pretty sure that machine learning's gonna catch up to me, and it's all gonna be Liz's fault. Thanks a lot for getting a bunch of my videos taken down, Liz. You big jerk.
Right now. It's awesome. And, by the way, the last thing here is that on your last episode in September, that British girl who answered about the Google car, you know, that's a great example of British awkwardness. You would have a ball if you started calling certain higher-class society people in Britain and play upon their British awkwardness.
I should.
All right, dude, take care. Bye.
It's not that hard for me to get international calling. I really should hook that up. In fact, so many of you people have demanded that I do that, that it's stupid that I'm not doing it. Like I've been pointing out constantly in the show, you guys are supporting me, and I have to do everything you say. See, you're manipulating me. You're manipulating me into getting international calling on my phone system. It's going to be all your fault, but that's probably a good thing. I'm a stubborn person. You have to really, you know, bug the shit out of me to get me to do things. Not that I'm saying you're bugging the shit out of me. I'm just saying, you know, I've always been kind of against calling internationally because I just hate foreigners so much. I'm so racist.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad, the producer.
Hey, Brad.
Only got one production note for you today.
Thank you.
Don't forget to remind everybody about the pumpkin contest.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you. Didn't you hear the beginning of the show? What the hell, Brad? Did you just skip to the end? You didn't even hear the beginning? What the hell?
No Baba Booey's or Hit 'em with the Hinds.
Thank God.
This time. As your producer, I don't want to overdo it. And
You don't want to micromanage. That's a common mistake that producers make. And I should know because I'm a producer now. You're now producing a producer.
Burn everybody out. Sitting in my other job. Besides being the main producer for the Snowfall Show, I also do another job, which I'm not going to tell you about. My reliever is extremely late. But
like I couldn't figure it out?
Fine, because the later he is, the more overtime I get. And I thought I'd just get paid to call you. So technically, I'm making money off the show, so thanks for that.
Nice.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Brad. By the way, I think it's bullshit that one of my listeners has the same name as me. It really enrages me. Like, if this were high school, I would probably find the other Brad and I would beat the shit out of him. So, Brad the producer, you're lucky we don't go to school together, or we'd have a problem. It's kind of like how there's two Adam Goldbergs in Adam Goldberg's school. I think that senior should find Adam and beat the shit out of him. Pisses me off every week when that doesn't happen.
Hey, it's Peter. I'm coming from Poland.
Hey, Peter.
I love your show. I started...
Foreigners. I hate foreigners so much. No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, Peter. It's just a joke. I'm just cheap. I don't want to call long distance, that's all.
I've been watching it recently, and I can't stop watching it. I have the suggestion, maybe you'd like it. Next time you call someone, tell them you're a porn movie producer, and you could cast them in one of your big upcoming movies.
Yeah.
I guess it could have been great for cardings.
Well, now you tell me.
It's now.
Yep.
Anyway, I hope you play this message, because calling to you from Poland is fucking expensive. So, better play it, motherfucker.
All right. It's played.
Have a nice day. Bye.
I'm only playing it because you said that. I wouldn't have played it otherwise. And see, that's the attitude I'm going to have when I start calling people in the UK. Every time a prank doesn't work out, I'm going to be like, God damn it, I paid 13 cents for that call. And nothing. I got nothing from it. I'm going to be just like Peter.
Hey, RBCP. It's Trunks from Trunk Films here.
Hey, Trunks.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I got your stuff in the mail. You sent me some Trunks Films photographs, logo things. I don't know what you would call those. I've been giving them away to PLA people, though.
Hey, I'm just here to tell you that the Hurricane Matthew here is really, really crazy.
I've
heard. A lot of stores out here are going out of water, a lot of running on food and stuff, and this is getting crazy. I went ahead and called one of the Walmarts here, and I was just saying, hey, do you have any water, you know? And I bribed them saying, hey, I'll give you $20 if you just put aside a water, you know? It's really crazy fun stuff.
Well, did they do it?
Of course, it's not really something they'll be laughing about, that people here are getting ready for the hurricane, but it's crazy out here. And if you probably want to do a sick, twisted joke PLA show, go ahead and call some of these people down here in Florida with struggling Walmart supplies. Anyways, love the show, Brad, and keep up the great work.
Thanks. This voicemail is from 13 days ago, so I'm a little late listening to it. I guess I could still call Hurricane Matthew people and fuck with them, because it's always fun to fuck with people who've been in a tragedy. So maybe I will think about doing that soon on a show, see if I can fit that in somewhere.
Hi, this message is for a Brad Carter. My name is Deputy Scott Bradford. I'm calling on behalf of the Duval County Sheriff's Department
here in Jacksonville,
Florida.
Oh, shit.
Getting numerous reports.
This is on the real voicemail, not the carding voicemail. Why is this on my normal voicemail? What the hell?
Property damage from some of our residents. We've been told that you've been calling them back, making threatening accusations. Please give me a call back at that's area code 904-867-5309 to get butt slammed!
Oh, I totally got butt slammed.
867-5309 to get butt slammed!
Guess I gave you a little bit too much echo, but that's what you get for butt slamming me. And the Google transcription thing, it doesn't say butt slammed. It says call 867-5309 to get food stamps Texas. So butt slammed translates to food stamps.
Hi, Brad. This is Hugh Montgomery Alexander III. I just wanted to say great show.
Thanks. Goodbye. And thanks for giving your full name so that the listeners can track you down. That's always a good idea. If anyone butt slams you, it's not me, it's them. I'm not doing it.
Hey, Brad, this is Jeff. I'm calling to answer one of your viewers' questions.
Hey, Jeff.
About why the voice repeats when the phone hangs up.
Yep.
I worked at the phone company for a couple of years, and okay, this is why. Because the phone from darkness divide to image warning. Malrule creature.
Oh man, I don't know what happened there. He just kind of trailed off or got cut off or something. He was given a really good explanation, something about the darkness divides the English morning. I mean, the Google translation says the phone from darkness divide to English morning. Melrose creature in the box? ? Here, let's listen to that part again.
Because the phone from darkness divide to image morning. Malrule creature.
I think he's saying like a incantation. I'm pretty sure he just put a hex on me. So I don't appreciate that, Jeff. I don't like people putting hexes on me on my own show. It's embarrassing. Please don't do that again.
Arby, Jasper Flax.
Hey,
you know,
Jasper
I never
Flax.
Thought the two words welding juice could be so fucking hysterical, man. Every time you said welding juice, and...
I don't know where that came from, by the way. I just started saying welding juice for some reason.
This woman did not call you on the fact that that makes no sense.
Well, come on, who knows?
Backed up.
No, nobody knows how to weld. Nobody knows what you use to weld. Most people, anyway. Just weirdos like us. And people that work in automotive shops, I guess.
I fucking cracked up. You need to market something called welding juice. I don't care what the fuck it does, although I can use my imagination and it probably ain't that good. All right.
All right, you all heard Jasper Flax. Jasper Flax would like a some sort of a product thing for welding juice. It needs to have like a tagline that says, never bubbles up. Or like maybe perfect for welding wrenches under the bottom of a car. Someone's got to do that. We can turn it into a t-shirt. All right, the last voicemail is from 33 minutes ago.
Hey there, it's Corbin.
Hey, Corbin.
Call? Say hi.
Corbin guy seems to be calling through his AM radio.
I flagged up.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Kicked myself in the butt, bruh.
Yep. What? Crap. I guess Corbin guy's in the woods still, living in the woods. The connection seems to be breaking up. Corbin guy, turn your radio east to west instead of north to south. That'll help, I promise. No, that's it. It's gone. That was a 42-second voicemail, but we only heard the very beginning. Nice to hear from you, Corbin guy. I'm glad you're still alive. Hope you stay that way for I don't know, a little while at least. Anyway, it's time to get out of here, everyone, so let's quit doing voicemails for a while, and let's quickly talk about what we learned today. I mean, besides the act of social engineering itself, we learned not to talk on the phone while we drive down the interstate, and especially not to lean down into your floorboard and start digging under the seat while you're going down the interstate really fast and, you know, taking your hands off the wheel and everything, because I accidentally killed a lady at the beginning of today's show, and I really do feel bad about that, but it's not my fault, really. It's not her fault either. It was just an accident. These things happen. And the other thing we learned is that if you work at a minimum wage job, and some weirdo calls you up on the phone and asks for customer information, just give it to him. Stop taking your job so seriously and just hand over the information. Who are you trying to protect? It's just a prank call. It's not a big deal. Don't try to act like a big man, like you tricked the guy on the phone. Just hand him the information. Do you really think your boss is going to reward you for not giving out information? If you tell them about it, no, they're just going to be, you're supposed to do that, so you didn't do anything special. So fuck it, just give out the information, just like that one guy did. He's probably gotten fired by now, but whatever, at least he had fun. At least he's a cool guy. You want to be cool, right? If you want to be cool, just give out the information when I call, okay? Please? Thanks everyone for listening. Thank you Chris and Sarah for sponsoring the show today. You can support the show as well by going to phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers, and on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and the other YouTube at youtube.com/phonelosersshows. Those are all the things that you should follow. Bye, everyone. See you next time. The pinnacle of a beige, critical the keg, all up in a ruined GOP motorcades. For these senseless scenes, search censor scenes, I earned a soldier's wage. So I broke a leg, Peter rolled the blades, cause I came in at the OG was overpaid. For burning M16s, and friends and game horsing through the bolster aids. I need a word of pressure, an economic crunch. If an answer received in a bombing slush, and a sexist machine expressed in mean cerebral rover suede. So I got a D, more the dark matter, and I'm the spring, but a professor who is in charge. Now they all eat their business cards. I'm a hack of your shooting, no Vladimir Putin. While the world is a cashmere pantsuit thing, I can knife the sportsman, so I be proof and become your golden egg. Automated border ready, tell us of the subsequent heavy server in the pool on the side of registry, cause I know they give a fuck about the finance on the troop search. It's a good point when if you heard Babylon and Udius for news correspondency that does create a need to form a new foreign policy. They have to get the treaties of the pro-war pandering as we all scumber over Saturn rings. Regimented double talker undercuts the president to other corporate heads trying to render every tax cuts and the decibels of even genitals to tentacles bending ahead to say the regulated grounds. Happy ever after benefactors all celebrated see Senate gathers super celebrating families. Inability to give a single solitary hood about the proletariat that never been as gross. Yeah. What does this mean for you though?
You niggas suck a cheat up, roll in a Prius. But I gotta get my money management to C+. What my foreclosed homes and pork bowl bones are revisited, need to grind. I did a rush of 10 bots, chipping off some headlock. Cause I got to open to a building on my desktop. Would have been Alfred Zonked and undercooked. That's when it need me time.
Watch the bank merge, liberal thinker. Cause now the middle finger's the California state bird. If it ain't hurt.